Welcome everyone. Continue with Zechar Lemiri, Manu Perik, Perik Chav Hei, Yisairus Lizarmi Lashon Hara, Vahata Konois Shenasu Lazeh. Yisairus, we should be careful from not speaking Lashon Hara is a day after Tisha B'Av. And the Takonois, that which they established in the times of the Chavetz Chaim, to be careful not to speak Lashon Hara. So if we don't have the base of Mikdash yet, we still have to work on this topic of Sinas Chinam and not speaking Lashon Hara. The Chavetz Chaim tells us there are four main times to do tshuva. Of course, tshuva is appropriate every single day, but there are four specific times. Arba zmanim l'tshuva. The first one is every day before a person goes to sleep. At that point in time, his gzar din for what took place that day has not been sealed yet, has not been written down. So before a person goes to sleep, he should do tshuva. The second time is Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Erev Shabbos is a zman misugol, a very appropriate time to do tshuva. The third time is Erev Rosh Chodesh. Now those who daven a Yom Kippur Katan, Erev Rosh Chodesh is the third time which is misugol to do tshuva. And the fourth time is Erev Yom Kippurim. And the person should have in front of his eyes, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Maimer of Chazal, Sh'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'ni, Im Tirtzu, Li'notzel, Mina Gehenim, my children, Bonai, if you want to be saved from Gehenim, Shomru Atzmichem Li'Loshon Hara, protect yourselves from Loshon Hara. All Dibur, which is Aser, if you want to protect yourself from Gehenim, protect yourself from speaking all Dvarim Asurim. This is what the Chavetz Chaim brings from Chazal. We have to do all types of ishtadlus, all types of efforts to make sure we don't fall into this trap, especially right after Tisha B'Av. Then the Chavetz Chaim brings the famous Maisa with Achan. Achan stole, after they were victorious, from the spoils of Yericho. And there were deaths. People died in the next battle, as is discussed in the Sefer Yeshua of Ai. So Yeshua went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asked Hashem, who's responsible? And you would think it's a big mitzvah to mefarsim, to publicize. This is Achan. And you look in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, you see Achan was not a good person at all. Discusses all the averas he did. What did Hashem say? V'chi delay Torah ani? Am I going to speak Lashon Hara? Hathal Garolas, go make a lottery. Go figure out yourself. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. It's very difficult to understand. And Achan didn't want to believe this guy rolled the lottery. Hatal guy rollers. So you see over here, Mina Nilmud should sarich ha'odom lasis kol ha'ishtadlus loy li'lochid ba'ovin zeh. You see from this conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yeshua, the person has to try all types of tricks to prevent himself from being trapped in this net of Lashon Hara. A couple of suggestions, practically speaking. Always good to have a joke. A good joke. Always good to have a good joke. Some people are better than others with this. It helps change the conversation. Some people are better. It's better to always have a Dvar Torah. Have something small on the parsha. A question. Something nice in the parsha. It can help change the conversation if you see things are going the wrong direction. These are just couple eitzes. A person has to use their own Siyat Shmaya, Damit to Hashem. But have a good joke. Have something nice in the parsha to help change the conversation if need be.